when they won't choose a book, and mom and dad are on their knees. On a Tuesday night, try Aesop's Fables expertise.
Works for me.
Hi there, my name's James, and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. When I'm not doing podcasts about mental health, marriage, or parenting on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, on a Tuesday night, I'm on a mission to try and support mums and dads who, for whatever reason, have yet again managed to draw the short straw and find themselves in charge of doing the bedtime story. I've always found that quite often in our house, Tuesday night seems to be the night that I, for some recurring reason, end up having to do the bedtime story. It's less so now because our kids are a bit older, but certainly when they were toddlers, they wanted a bedtime story and you knew it was the right thing to do. But sometimes just reading the same story was hard work. And one thing I got around, one thing that helped me was reading some Aesop's Fables. And I don't know if this is something you might have read when you were growing up, but they really helped me. So I am basically going to tell an Aesop's Fable every Tuesday, and hopefully that will help you with your stories. Okay, this fable was called The Bundle of Sticks. Apparently, a dad had a family that was always arguing. That resonates. After basically trying to get them to get on with each other better, he thought it might be better to give them an example. So he basically got all his kids together and got a big bundle of sticks and then tied all the sticks together so they were like, I don't know, big bundle of sticks all tied together. He then told all of his children individually to try and break the bundle of sticks. And apparently they all tried to break the sticks and they couldn't. He then untied the bundle of sticks and gave each child individually one stick and asked them to break their stick, which they did with ease. The father then said, as you can see, as long as you remain united, you are much stronger and a match for all your enemies. But if you're separated, you will break or be undone easily. So I'm guessing the moral of this story, even if you're a bundle of sticks, is there's strength in numbers. If you like what I'm trying to do, please follow this podcast. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself.
Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.